Welcome back to the Mitch Hanks Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to the Mitch Hanks Show.
He is the smartest guy I know on taxes and tax reform, as the members of Congress are on the brink of taking up a tax reform initiative, we're told. Tom Pockin, formerly of the Texas Workforce Commission, the author of the book Bring America Home. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Mitch.
Hi, and we're on short tether tonight, but I want to say that you have got the great idea about how to do this in a way that provides for growth and gets Democrats and Republicans nodding. I hope you have an audience with General Kelly, by the way, but or somebody in the White House.
I don't.
Well, maybe make a phone call. I mean, you wouldn't have the language as colorful as Anthony Scaramucci, probably, but hey, you've got some good ideas. But I'll give you time here to unveil the way to go about changing the tax system in a way people can understand at home and makes all the sense in the world. Go ahead.
Well, right now we don't have a level playing field in terms of our trading competitors. Almost all of them have a border-adjusted consumption tax on the average 17 to 18%. So that means every time we ship goods made from the U.S. into a foreign country, we're taxed at a 17% rate. It's 17% higher our goods. At the same time, a country like Germany can ship cars into the U.S., and there is no border-adjusted consumption tax here, and they get a tax credit for their exports. And the problem is that I'm afraid that any effort to really level the playing field is diminished by the influence of people like Gary Cohen, who came from Goldman Sachs and who's a Wall Street guy, and other people in the Trump administration, and the opposition of big business and people who would be hurt by the proposed border-adjusted consumption tax. So I'm not optimistic that it's going to get done this year.
Well, do you have some links, Tom, with the White House staff or key members of Congress?
Kevin Brady, I think, is very interested in this idea, and he is pushing it in the on the House side. In the Senate, there's some resistance to it. The problem is that the Trump administration is in such chaos. And I think Steve Bannon on the White House staff understands this.
Yeah, he would.
But there's so much infighting going on that it's hard to get something done.
Well, that goes without saying. But, yeah, if you had an audience with the right people and they had Trump's ear, I mean, Trump, he doesn't have a reason to oppose this kind of thing. He doesn't even have an ideological underpinning. The guy is for what works. And what might win?
Yeah, no, I think Trump instinctively is in favor of something that brings jobs home to America. And this is about the only thing that you can do tax-wise to bring jobs home to America. You can eliminate the corporate income tax, but you got to replace it with something else. You've got to make up that revenue loss. And the way to do it is with a border-adjusted consumption tax. An 8% border-adjusted consumption tax could replace the 30-35% corporate income tax. And it's revenue neutral. And that's what that's the argument they're not making in the administration. And I think that, all of the lobbying groups, all of the foreign countries, of course, would be, are terribly opposed to this because they get a free ride of bringing all their goods into the U.S. And so there's an enormous lobbying pressure. The people are for it if they understand it, and I think Congress would vote for it. And I think we can get a lot of Democrats behind this if we go about it the right way. But again, it is so chaotic up there right now. I don't know that anything gets done.
I tell you what, I have Roger Stone on the show quite a bit. I'm going to talk to him and tell him he should talk to you. At this point, I'm going to do
it. I know Roger very well.
Well, I would give him a call.
Yeah, well, have him call me. I mean, I I know Roger. He knows my number, and we can talk. Yeah, I think this is something that Trump needs to support, and I think Bannon would support it in principle. But you've got Gary Cohen sitting over there from Goldman Sachs as the head of the economic advisors, and he's going to oppose it very subtly in a very sophisticated way, but he's going to kill it.
He's a Democrat, obviously, but so Bannon may have tendencies to that way also. I don't know. All I'm saying is you got a good idea. It's the only idea I've heard that makes any sense. And for those progressives in our audience who think it's regressive, there's nothing more regressive than 99 weeks of unemployment. Is that fair to say,
it's
Tom?
It's great for American workers. We've lost good-paying manufacturing jobs. We're replacing them with low-pay service jobs. It's no solution to force up the minimum wage for service jobs. It's a real solution to bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. We have a real advantage on manufacturing and energy costs, and all we have to do is fix the tax system, and manufacturing in the U.S. will be gangbusters again.
Well, I'm going to work on it. In fact, I'm going to work on having Paul Ryan on again where I don't stand him up on the line this time.
Paul originally supported this, and I think, he liked the idea. He advocated the idea, but he never fought for it. Kevin Brady on the House Ways and Means Committee, I've talked to Kevin about this. He's very supportive. Yeah, but we need Trump to make the case, and that's really the holdup now. And I think instinctively, this is something that Trump would like.
I agree. Tommy Thompson would like it too, and he's got Trump would take his phone call also. So we're going to work on it. I'm tired of sitting around, Tom. We'll see if we can make it happen. All right.
All right, Mitch.
TomPaukan.com. We thank you so much.
Good to be
all right,
with
take
you.
Take care. That's Pauken, Paukan. Guy's smart. He's got a great idea in my mind. Bring all this money in, all these jobs back. Why not just go with the smart people?